4B's podcasts are sponsored by the Isle of Wight Foundation, helping to tackle social inclusion on the island through their annual grant-giving programme. Find out more on the Island Roads website.
Hi, I'm Kai. Today I'm going to be doing a review on the new series, hitting number one on Netflix, Wednesday. If you have not watched the series, there will be spoilers ahead, so keep that in mind. The main protagonist of the film is Wednesday herself. She is the daughter of Morticia Addams and Gomez Addams. She is also the sister to Pugsley Addams. Wednesday has been sent to a school called Nevermore High. She's been moved due to what she had done at our old school. She had dropped piranhas into the school pool that had her brother's bully in. Her parents then moved her so that the boy's parents wouldn't press charges, or well, couldn't. Nevermore High is full of different kinds of species, whether all human, such as sirens, werewolves, vampires, and gorgons. When she first enters, she is accompanied by Enid, her new roommate. Wednesday is never happy and always emotionless. However, Enid is a werewolf who loves rainbows and being all happy. Wednesday doesn't like the school. She thinks the school is a prison. She doesn't have any abilities or anything like that, like the werewolves and the other species. However, she does have an unusual pet called Thing. Thing is a hand. Just a hand. No arm, just a hand and some fingers. He was sent there to observe Wednesday at her new school. But as Wednesday threatens to kill him, he has to work with her and they become best friends, if you could call it that. On her journey, a villain enters. It's a monster kind of animal. It's called a hide. It's been attacking people out of the school. Wednesday calls it her mission to find out what the animal is and put an end to it. She also meets Tyler on her way and eventually falls in love with him. Once they kiss, massive spoiler ahead, she has a vision and it reveals that Tyler is the hide. This is all near the end of the series, so there is some parts I may have missed out. However, once discovering this, the episode ends with her running away saying, of course the first boy I kiss would be a psychotic, serial-killing monster. The series is very good and I would definitely recommend it. Overall, I'm excited about the new season and will 100% be there to watch it. Thank you all for listening and tune in next time for another review.